1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Gearing up for a vote on Capitol Hill that could eventually result in TikTok being removed from millions of American phones. The issue, the app is owned by a Chinese company, and some are afraid it's spying on Americans. ABC's Rachel Scott says the company's trying to fight back.
TikTok has launched an all-out pressure campaign here on Capitol Hill, bringing dozens of content creators to Washington to persuade lawmakers otherwise, and also urging its users on its app to call the representatives themselves and demand that they do not support this bill, but it has had little impact.
Lawmakers in Europe are set to give the final okay to a new artificial intelligence law that will require AI companies to mitigate the risk from generative AI systems. Russian President Vladimir Putin, in an overnight interview, says he's not ruling out using nuclear weapons if the sovereignty of his country is threatened. What's next in Haiti amid rising violence? U.S. Marines now being sent to the country to help secure the American embassy. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ballot drop boxes could be legal again in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court is agreeing to take up a case seeking to overturn Wisconsin's ban on drop boxes. Oral arguments are set for May 13th. The court banned drop boxes almost 2 years ago when it was under conservative control. At the time, justices said state law doesn't allow for off-site drop boxes, but liberals maintain there's nothing in state law that expressly prohibits them either. President Biden is back in Wisconsin today.
In Milwaukee, the president will share how this administration investments are rebuilding our communities and creating good-paying jobs.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden is talking about lowering costs for families and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The founder of Greenbush Bakery in Madison has died. Marv Miller was 82 when he died Friday of kidney dialysis. Miller bought the bakery in 1996 and oversaw the day-to-day operations of the business until his grandson, Taylor Carlson, took over in 2016. Carlson says his grandfather will be remembered for his gift of gab and his ability to connect with even a complete stranger. A visitation for Miller will be held this Sunday at Gunderson Funeral Home. The nonprofit Little John's Kitchen is suddenly ending their partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Their partnership began just last week, with the kitchen providing meals for the kids. Little John's told the Boys and Girls Club that they are consolidating their operations, and that's why they're having to end their agreement. They add that they've been facing trouble getting financial support for the program. Kids at the club will still be able to receive meals that are provided by donors. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Another loss on the road for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks stunned in Sacramento, losing 129-94 to the Kings. The win snapped a 15-game losing streak for the Kings against the Bucks. Milwaukee finished their West Coast trip 1-3. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers:
"We just didn't have a very smart game. I'm not going to overplay it. It's one game, but we had two of them on this trip and blew one. This trip could have easily been 2-2, but it's not. It is what it is, and we have to deal with that."
Giannis, after the loss:
"You know that there's going to be a track meet. You know they're going to play fast. You know they're going to shoot the ball with 17 seconds on the clock. If you're not locked in, not able to match the same energy that as them, you're going to have problems."
Baseball: the Brewers' William Contreras with a 3-run homer. Colin Ray pitched 4 scoreless innings, but the Brewers lost to the Cubs 6-5. NFL: the Packers re-signed 2 more of their players, defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More more clouds than sun today as a storm system approaches, thickening our clouds but still giving us unseasonable highs into the mid-60s. Chances of rain roll in after 10 o'clock tonight, and we could even hear a few claps of thunder through the overnight hours, too. And yes, tomorrow's going to be a dark and damp day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, changemakers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
On air at 2.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You want to be perceived, understandably, as credible, and so I want to first see if you will pledge to not accept an appointment from Donald Trump if he is elected again as president.
Congressman, I'm not here to testify about what will happen in the
considering
future.
Considering what I just laid out.
I'm here to talk about the report and the work that went into it. And
but you don't want to be associated with that guy again, do you?
Congressman, I'm not here to offer any opinions about what may or may not happen in the future. I'm here to talk about the work that went into the report, which I stand by.
Eric Swalwell. Robert Herr, what a complete and total partisan hack. All right, we got a little breaking bad news. Just at the end of last hour, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee tossed out six counts against Trump and several of his co-defendants in the Fannie Willis election interference indictment. We have not figured out legally what this means yet. Jody, it obviously does not feel like good news. Also, he's the one that let this whole Fannie Willis show go on, which, as we were saying, should have been done in chambers on a lunch break instead of putting her on trial for her personal life. So already I'm not feeling, but it sounds like, yeah, go ahead, Chris.
No, from what I've read, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so I'm not all that worried, but I I've only read like the summaries. I haven't read anything else.
Yeah, and you were saying, Jody, it looks like they could
refile.
Yeah.
There's some specifics, it sounds like, that need to be in the filing, so they should be able to refile the charges.
So we're going to find out this week if, you know, Fannie Willis would be disqualified. That would be a complete and total travesty.
Yeah.
I mean, again, most legal experts think there's just no grounds to do that. So let's keep our fingers crossed. They're done digging around in the black lady's panties, as Frangelo would say.
Most legal experts said there was no reason to overturn Roe v. Wade either. So
Yes.
You're
legal
over
experts
here.
And pollsters.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. Anyway, let's talk to our friend.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Yes. Fannie Willis romance, Ginny Thomas bus rides to the Capitol to storm it.
Right, exactly.
What's more important?
Yeah, I'm more interested in the relationship between Ginny and Clarence Thomas. How about that? Let's dig around that a little more, maybe.
I think they're separated by one thin hair. Good night, folks.
Oh, Carlos Luis El Zarraqui.
Cocaine.
So it's only three counts against Trump. As you were just saying, Chris, that's the thing. I again, we'll have to talk to our legal lads and ladies. But, you know, it does not mean the whole case. It's just a couple of counts, and we shall see. But anyway, all right, Carlos, where do we start? Did you watch any of the Robert Herr show yesterday?
I watched when Swalwell played all the members. Saudi Arabia. I love that. I love that they flipped the tables on him.
Trump,
yeah, he just...
You heard that Trump said that was AI, right? I mean, this is the dumb timeline we live in.
Yeah, the fact that he never wrote down on his report his true findings, and it's just another, I don't know, it's just another operative. Yeah, he seemed pretty stoic, albeit very robotic.
Oh, here's the statement from the bassinet of the 45th president. The Hare report was revealed today, a disaster for Biden.
What?
No.
A two-tiered system of standard of justice. Artificial intelligence was used by them against me in their videos of me. Can't do that, Joe. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is the stupidest of timelines, where he is literally saying, we saw all these things live, the montages they used. He's saying it was
artificial
AI.
News. It's fake intelligence. It's fake artificial AI, which makes it real. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. We haven't gotten to 14. Jonah Goose, let's listen to a little more from yesterday.
In the final report that was released, were any of your substantive findings redacted or changed in any way?
No.
None of your findings were modified by the Attorney General?
No.
Did the Attorney General issue any kind of statement or a letter attempting to describe the contents of your report?
No.
Okay.
Which, by the way, this is how we bend over backwards, right? If Merrick Garland let this report be released, it is in itself an absurdity. Here is one more here.
In the case of Attorney General Garland, no impeding or interfering with your investigation in any way whatsoever, releasing the report in full to the American public, not attempting to mischaracterize it or describe it in any way, dissimilar from Attorney General Barr, who 5 years ago, as you recall, after Special Counsel Mueller submitted his report to the Department of Justice, took nearly a month to release the report to the American public, heavily redacted, and not before he had issued a letter of his own to the leaders of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees, mischaracterizing the contents of that report.
We were just saying, Carlos, this is what they tried to do again, but the transcript got released, and it showed that Hur lied. Biden did remember when his son died, and a host of other things. So we were talking about it being suspicious he resigned, because obviously he should have been fired. What's one last one with Jonah Goose?
That distinction and difference is very important, because from your testimony, at least from what I glean from your testimony, is that Attorney General Garland acted appropriately and ethically with respect to this investigation. I take it you agree.
Attorney General Garland did not interfere with my efforts, and I was able to conduct a fair, thorough, and independent investigation.
I mean, we were just saying, because our side is so good, is the only reason that this thing got, revealed and blew up, spectacularly on them as usual, right?
Yep. Our side is Charlie Brown trying to kick the football, and the GOP is Lucy. Also, the fact I love how Ted Lieu just used his time to just like, can you just please illustrate the differences between this guy you're investigating and the other guy? And it was wonderful.
Right.
Was
they used it to make the case against Donald Trump. I mean, you retweeted Brian Karam, our friend, who just said just the facts. Ted Lieu makes marks the differences between Trump and Biden on classified documents. Trump lied. Trump tried to hide them. Trump deleted footage. Trump asked his lawyer to lie and destroy documents. Did Biden do this? Her? No. I mean, set, game, match, as you would say, right?
Yeah, it was a very De Niro. Oh, you want to play that game? Hey, Jordan, you want to play that game? Okay, we'll play that game. It's my time. No, it's my time. Step down.
All right, let's listen to Chairman Nadler real quick. Here he is, Chairman Nadler.
With respect to the classified documents found in President Biden's possession, quote, the decision to decline criminal charges was straightforward, close quote. And with respect to the special counsel's investigation, quote, Mr. Biden turned in classified documents to the National Archives and the Department of Justice, consented to the search of multiple locations, including his homes, sat for a voluntary interview, and in other ways cooperated with the investigation, close quote. President Biden acted responsibly, cooperated completely, and the decision to decline criminal justice, to decline criminal charges was relatively straightforward.
That's why his stupid opinion that, he was a, kindly, well-meaning older man with memory problems or what. First of all, that was a complete lie based on, he even said in there, you have a photographic memory about X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
But secondly, I mean, the implication is, I just couldn't have gotten a conviction. No, if you read the whole transcript, he couldn't have gotten a conviction because he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, that's embellishment. That's not needed in the report. I don't know. Oh, he wore a blue tie and short pants. Who cares?
Right.
Did he return the documents when they asked him to? Yes.
Right. Exactly. One more. Nadler.
To the best of your knowledge, why did the Department of Justice seek a warrant to search Mar-a-Lago?
Congressman, I am not familiar with those deliberations. That is a matter that I had no participation
in. Well, I'll tell you, it was because they were concerned that Trump had lied about possession of those documents and might conceal or destroy them. Special Counsel Smith found that President Trump obstructed his investigation by suggesting that his attorney falsely represent to the FBI and grand jury that Trump did not have the documents called for by the grand jury subpoena. At any point in your investigation, did you have any reason to believe that President Biden lied to you?
The answer would be no. Okay, one last.
Trump also obstructed the Smith investigation by directing one of his employees to move boxes of documents to conceal them from Trump's attorney, from the FBI, and from the grand jury. At any point in your investigation, did you find that President Biden directed his staff to conceal documents from you or anyone else?
We did not reach that conclusion.
Okay. You would agree that hiding documents is a classic example of obstructing an investigation?
It is an example of obstruction.
Thank you. Donald Trump instructed his staff to delete security footage so that the FBI and special counsel could not see how he had tried to move and hide documents.
I mean, we were just saying this whole, I guess at first yesterday I was like, ugh, that we're having this hearing. But, you know, Chris made the point. It's just our side is so good.
Yep.
I guess we should have seen this coming, that they were going to, you know, because they're such idiots that, you know, this whole report exonerates Biden and implicates Trump. And he lied about it and about the most despicable of things, that Biden didn't remember when his son died. Right?
Yep. Yep. He had to go there. That was probably a text that he got, just like, just write on your report that Biden couldn't remember his son's death. Okay, right, okay, I'll write it. You know, in the background, write it. Okay, I'll write it.
I mean, you talked about, you know, referring to this, the Katie Britt thing, too. We were saying this is why they never want things out in the public, because Katie Britt's story, like, blew up in almost record time, that this whole sex trafficking story was... Right.
I saw a fairy in a shoe. The fairy was caught in the shoelace. Joe Biden tied to her ankle. And she screamed, "Why, Joe, why?" And that hurts me and my family.
All right, I cede my Katie Britt trophy to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy.
But, yeah, but you said... You retweeted Mark Jacob, who said the same thing I've been saying all week. Carlos, why did it take an independent journalist, Jonathan Katz, rather than a news organization with the resources of a Washington Post, New York Times, or Politico to break the story about Senator Katie Britt's dishonest State of the Union rebuttal? And you said, yeah, I guess Glenn Greenwald missed this one. It wasn't anti-Democratic party enough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great point, right? It took like 2 days before the mainstream media caught on.
It is a great point. It's not the fact that it didn't exist and they didn't know about it, the guys like Greenwald and all the third-party fools. They don't want to write about that. It ruins their grift.
Yeah.
Because we keep trying to point out to you that there's two parties that can win, and one is substantially better. So now you want to stay in this third-party weird thing where you don't have to write about stuff? That's total grift-o-rama.
Yeah.
Get on the grift bus. I won't write about any other truth that doesn't fit my agenda. And that's who Glenn Greenwald is.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of politicizing stuff, you tweeted, as a former victim of kidnapping, how dare you shame me for supporting my kidnapper for president? I mean, Nancy Mace now has tweeted, I think 40 times now about George Stephanopoulos shaming her. And we played it, Carlos. He didn't bring up her rape. She did.
She did. She's just asking him, as a person, you just said that you were raped, as a person.
He asked first, just as a woman, how do you feel about supporting someone that's been adjudicated a rapist?
And then she
throws it in.
Yeah, she threw it in.
And then he asked her the logical question. The twist of logic, it feels like a teenager lying. Did you steal somebody's homework? How dare you? I worked hard on my homework. And how dare you ask me if just because it had somebody else's name on it, with different printing. How could you accuse me? I hate you, Mom and Dad. Slam the door. Stay out. God, they're petulant children.
Senator,
lying.
Senator Britt, what else do you see? Do you see something else?
Is somebody married to that thing, Nancy Mace? Is somebody married
yes,
to that?
Yes, she is married. She talked about that, remember?
Yeah, no. She told she said boyfriend. At the prayer breakfast she was going to be late because she had her boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah, but then they broke up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Why do Republican women have crazy bitch vibes? Can I just say? I don't. I think as a woman, I can say. I'm sorry, Senator Britt, did you see something else? What else do you see?
What Stephanopoulos did by looking at her in that chair was so demeaning for him to say welcome to the show as if she is some kind of lion in a Christian combat in the Roman Colosseum.
Okay, 20 minutes after the hour, this board.
That's my favorite Katie Britt ever. Seriously, Stephanie, I'm sorry.
He does Joe favorite. Biden sent an evil fairy in your shoe?
Yes.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by no one can compete with Carlos Alzraki.
I know. He's a voice guy, for God's sakes.
Credo Mobile brought you this section of the show because why? They are the right, America's only progressive phone company.
That's right.
They share your values. With all the bad stuff happening in the world, you can feel overwhelmed like you can't make a difference. You can just by switching your phone company. They give millions to all the fantastic progressive nonprofits that fight for the same things you believe in. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling. Yep. You'll also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the top models from the top brands. Switch to Credo Mobile. So easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Go to credomobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone. When you use that code Steph, credomobile.com, get $250 off by just using that code Steph.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off.
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing. Your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible, too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code fitness.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. They only talk to her.
Stephanie Miller.
Because she looks like a total prostitute.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Baby got ballet pants in the open room.
Yeah, you know who does not got back? The creepy guy who owns the show, who's trying to kill me for the life insurance, who joins us now, who's wasting away, who is on a plant-based diet now. Look at you, Ron. You're half a Ron.
Speaking to the microphone.
You're half a Ron. Good morning.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
I told you I was going to be abused.
Chris doesn't have your microphone.
I told you I was going to be
abused. No, we still can't hear you.
Really?
I can.
Yeah,
I can hear.
Yeah. Hello. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
It's
the same thing.
Not in my headphones.
No.
Okay. Hi, Ron. Hi.
Hi, Steph.
I forgot you were coming, but welcome.
That's right. Here I am.
Talk to us about Sexy Liberal, brought to you by Live Nation and MS2, who tickets are flying out the window, aren't they?
They are doing great.
Yes.
And get yours. And, you know, there's the VIP after show, which people, it's going to be a little bit different this time, but a lot of fun.
Yes.
Lots of cities.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I don't know how.
This is my secret way to make sure I do get the life insurance.
Yeah, you're going to get that money. Yeah, by the end of 15 cities.
Yeah, bye-bye, Steph. You remember Steph, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
I have a brown wig.
Yeah, excellent.
See?
Listen.
Yeah, I feel like they must be working together.
From Alabama?
I can.
All right.
All right.
What, talking
Karen
too much
in Chicago,
now?
You are on with the guy that owns a show that will eventually kill me. That will kill me with this tour. Hi, Karen. Hello.
I don't think Karen.
Okay.
This is weird.
Yeah. How about, you know what? He would like to talk to Jenny, the giggling whore from Baltimore. Okay. Hello, Jenny.
Stephanie.
Yes.
I see you. And I dance with you. Listen.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call and
thank you, creepy Katie Britt. I think everyone does a Katie Britt impression now.
How can you not? How can you not?
Yeah, it was the breathing, too, right?
Yeah.
I see you. I hear you. I stand with you. It's like, Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jenny.
Uh-oh.
What did I do? I didn't do it.
I know you're not doing it.
She hung up.
Really? No. Oh. All right. She just wanted to tell me that she stands
exactly.
with me.
Yeah.
Right, Katie Britt?
She was like a replicant. She was like Rutger Hauer, Roy Batty. I've seen things. Stars. All these memories will be gone. Like tears in rain. Time to die. That's for all the Blade Runner fans out there.
Yes, that was nice.
My beautiful Pris, what have you done to Pris?
I'm here, Roy. I'm here.
All right, Ron, be prepared for someone, as they did at a previous Sexy Liberal, to jack you up against a wall and to tell you not to kill me.
I would never kill you.
Oh, good. Good.
You're worth more to us all alive.
Whatever, George Bailey. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos.
Bye.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is firing eight more of Governor Evers' appointees. Among them are John Miller and Dana Walks, who voted against diversity cuts when they were on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate has fired 21 Evers' appointees since 2019. Wisconsin has a health care worker shortage. The Wisconsin Hospital Association annual report says the state's nursing vacancy is 10%.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the health care team.
The association's Ann Zank says Wisconsin hospitals need aggressive recruiting and more flexible training programs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Police in Rock County have arrested a man accused of killing an 8-year-old boy. The 20-year-old was arrested Tuesday morning after an investigation. Police were called to a home in the town of Fulton Saturday after the child was reported missing. The child was later found deceased in the home. Police have released few other details about what happened. The man is related to the boy and is being charged with first-degree intentional homicide alongside a litany of other charges. The city of Watertown has a new fire chief. They announced Tuesday that Tanya Reynan will be their next person to lead their fire department. She most recently served as the deputy chief of training at Lake County Fire Rescue. City leaders hope Reynan will help make the fire department a destination department for firefighters across the state. She will take command of the post next month, with a public swearing-in ceremony being held at a later date. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More clouds than sun today as a storm system approaches, thickening our clouds but still giving us unseasonable highs into the mid-60s. Chances of rain roll in after 10 o'clock tonight, and we could even hear a few claps of thunder through the overnight hours, too. And yes, tomorrow's going to be a dark and damp day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
The John and Gordy Show.
I don't get the appeal of Trump anyway. I mean, he's got all the appeal to me as a flesh-eating bacteria.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We have another member of Congress resign today. So now I'll be told, Chip, we only have a one-seat majority or two-seat majority. I don't even know what it is anymore. Let me ask a question. Does it matter? In 2018, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the White House, and we had a bigger majority than we have today, and we utterly failed to secure the border. Totally dropped the ball. Didn't do it. Why? I remember why. They would say, Chip, we don't have 60 votes in the Senate. Let me be very clear to the American people back home. There is always an excuse for why those who campaign to come to this town fail to deliver.
Hmm. Thank you, Chip Roy, for yet another campaign ad for Democrats. Yeah. Chip Roy.
Is that a...
What you do? In his case, both, because he owns a putt-putt, so he chips a lot.
Right. We don't say, is that who you are, what you do for him.
Well,
we
are now.
Ken Buck.
He chips because he owns a golf... Lubbock or Amarillo?
Yeah, both. It's a chain.
It's a Roy Rogers and a putt-putt.
It's a chain. So there's one in Lubbock, there's one in Amarillo.
There's one outside of El Paso.
Exactly. Love rolling in for Carlos as Rocky. Lucretia says, Steph, you must give up your Katie Britt trophy to Carlos. My stomach still hurts from laughing. So hang on.
I'm so sorry, Stephanie, that your fans are turning against you like the ant turns away from rotten food. I am sad.
Thank you.
My heart.
It's Joe Biden's fault, isn't it? Hmm? Mm-hmm. Okay. You tweeted, you know who can't say Lincoln Riley's name? All the school kids shot by American kids born here. Thank you.
Yep.
I just said the same thing about the fake Katie Britt sex trafficking story, too. I'm like, you know.
Yep.
It is terrible when any woman is victimized anywhere. That's not the point. But,
Also, Ashley Babbitt can't say Lincoln Riley's name because she was killed because Trump lied.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. All right.
You're welcome.
I want you to speak in the Katie Britt voice for the rest of the show.
I have a dental vacuum stuck in my throat. I'm always so, so dry.
See, I got the crazy eyes down if you go to my social media. Carlos.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
The whispery, creepy voice. I can't even.
Yeah.
Karen,
I can coach you like Bella Coroli. You can do it.
You can do it, Steffi.
You can do it.
Joe Biden. Okay, Karen in Chicago. Hello. We're trying one more time.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Oh, my God.
Stephanie.
Right. Everyone's doing it
the
now.
The killer for your insurance is in your house. I just saw him.
That was good. Aw, the Katie Britt game. Everyone can play in the home game. Yes, go ahead. By the way, wasn't that fantastic to hear Joy Reid talk about what they all were thinking while it was playing?
Yeah, it's great fun. We've got to laugh. I want to say, though, yesterday was so phenomenal. I am so happy to see Democrats playing and beating them at their own game. Yep. They want political theater, and people like Eric Swalwell and Jamie Raskin are giving it to them.
Ted Lieu.
I mean, it was just so perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, sweetness. By the by, I was going to say, Ed and Ken, we were talking about, what's his name? Ken Buck.
Is that who you are? What you like to do?
In his case, both.
Okay.
He's resigning early. This is interesting what Adam Kinzinger said. He said, by resigning early, Ken Buck is giving an advantage to anyone but Lauren Boebert. Mm-hmm. She cannot run in the special election since she already occupies a seat. So another person will be elected to serve out the term, and it won't be Lauren Boebert. Smart. So it is a giant FU to his party. I mean, he knows what he's doing to the majority because he's already said he was resigning. Mm-hmm. But by doing it next week, right, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. It's kind of a kamikaze move. It's like, I've got to kill my own party.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Right. Rot from,
Well, maybe that's what's required to save the Republican Party.
Yeah, you got to burn the village.
We've got a Godzilla minus one, these guys.
Exactly.
Got a what?
Godzilla minus one, these guys.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you. Oh, did you? Oh, my God. Godzilla just flew by you. What is going on in there?
What happened?
It's Katie Britt's sister.
It's the evil shoe fairy.
That's it.
I escaped. I got into his booth. after poisoning his mind, and I am flying to your heart.
Marie in Atlanta, good luck. Hi, Marie.
Ron, we see you. We hear you. We beg you to get Stephanie a better phone system.
Yay! Everybody's playing.
You know what,
though?
This phone system was his idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But I just wanted to point out about Robert Herr. Yesterday when he said those words do not appear or that does not appear, remember, he resigned before he gave this testimony. I assume he knew that the transcript was released at the point that it was released.
Right.
He had to have known that he was going to get confronted with that he had essentially lied. And so I think he was trying to, by saying that doesn't appear, is trying to depersonalize the fact that he's the one that chose for it to appear or not appear in his report.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he knows he's potentially in criminal trouble.
Yeah, well, good point, Marie. We shall see. But, you know, that was the main takeaway, Carlos, is that he lied, you know?
It appears that my hand held a pen and that the pen made some letters on a piece of paper. That's what it appears.
Yes, that was the weasel wording he used. Like, oh, yes, that does appear in the report. It's like, who wrote the report? You did.
Why does it appear, you freaking moron? You freaking wrote it. Yeah, you know what? It's going to appear? You were at the bottom of the ocean with some bricks tied to your feet. You're going to appear at the bottom of the ocean. How about that?
I just love this tweet. Elon Musk has taught me that with effort, a strong entrepreneurial spirit, an emerald mind, a lot of exploitation, self-dealing, white privilege, a bad hair transplant, supplemental testosterone, charity that gives money to itself, ecstasy, ketamine, weed, cocaine, people loathing you so much they pay you to go away, and most of all, a load of government subsidies, you can accomplish whatever you want in America.
Yeah. He can accomplish anything he wants except being genuinely loved, which will never happen.
All right, because we're having too much fun, let's talk about the Middle East.
Okay,
let's do it.
Senator Coons, I was talking to Malcolm about this yesterday. Senator Chris Coons.
Look, here's what I said to Prime Minister Netanyahu when I met with him in Israel just a few weeks ago, that he needs to understand the balance between having American support for continuing the campaign against Hamas to restore a sense of deterrence and security to the Israeli people after the horrific attack of October 7th, and his obligation to provide for civilian protection. That means if he sends a massive troop offensive of IDF soldiers into Rafah without providing any way for civilians to get out of the way of that combat, that would be, for me, something that Israel should not do and would, for the very first time, lead me to discuss conditioning aid to Israel.
Again, it's always way above my pay grade whether we should condition aid, but man, Netanyahu... I'm telling you, you know, like I was saying, I keep quoting Dean Obadallah, you know, just tweeted yesterday. He's part Palestinian. He said Netanyahu is now actively working to undermine Joe Biden to help Trump get reelected.
The whole response to begin with. Yeah, absolutely. They want the guy that's going to give them the most freedom to do whatever they want and regarding Putin and Netanyahu. And that's Trump and Orban.
This crisis in Gaza could end tomorrow if Hamas laid down their arms and released the hostages. But this is a war between Israel and Hamas. And President Biden is trying to balance showing deep concern for the civilians who are suffering and in many cases now starving in Gaza and Prime Minister Netanyahu and the far right wing elements of his government. Ministers like Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, who have made it very difficult to get humanitarian aid into Gaza. President Biden is trying to do the best in a very difficult circumstance.
Yep.
That's exactly what I've said repeatedly. And I was saying, you know, Carlos, all along, these politics are so, you know, Bernie Sanders previously has said there can be no ceasefire while Hamas is still in power. He was just asked, though, this weekend, said no more money to Netanyahu's war machine to kill Palestinian children. He was asked whether it's possible for there to be a real ceasefire with Hamas, a group that seeks to destroy Israel. Margaret Brennan said, do you stand by your view that a full ceasefire with Hamas is unrealistic because that terror group seeks to destroy Israel? And Bernie said, well, look, what you have, what you need right now is a ceasefire tomorrow so that the trucks, the massive amount of humanitarian aid can come in to feed people who are starving. But you have Hamas dedicated to destroying Israel, the Netanyahu government, which is dedicated to destroying Hamas. I think at the end of the day, Hamas cannot be continuing to run Gaza, and Netanyahu government cannot continue to run Israel if we're going to ever bring peace to that region. I agree with all of that.
Again, the chess move that Netanyahu and Putin want you to make is to not vote for Biden. So
yes.
The better chess move is to make the move that they don't expect, which is like whatever you throw at Biden and however difficult you make it polarizing because you can't please both sides, just vote for Biden. If you don't like Netanyahu, if you don't like Putin, whatever your stance is on the Middle East, the best thing you can do to screw both of those people that you don't like is to vote for Biden because they want you not to. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the chess move they want you to make. So don't make it. Vote for Biden.
Yep. Mike in Minneapolis, you're on with Carlos.
Yes, I just wanted to bring back a little history to you folks. We have heard that voice before, and we've heard it before the State of the Union speech. Excuse me while I get my brain back together here.
Yes.
But anyway, let me bring you back in time. I can't remember the woman's name.
Christine O'Donnell.
But she was a
I am not a witch.
Yeah.
That's her. I am not a witch. I am not anything like you believe.
It's that evangelical woman baby talk.
Yep. Yes, it is. That. Carlos, that is true. It is that. A lot of people have commented on that. It's that baby voice.
It's
the
Christian
lady
submissive.
Baby voice that signals submission.
Yes.
What do you say? What if Robert De Niro was whispery Pentecostal at the end of Cape Fear? I thought that's what you asked me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yeah. That's why the creepy guy that owns the show keeps coming back, because Cozy Earth sheets in the extra bedroom and Cozy Earth towels.
Yeah. Well,
so the president is here and the guy that owns the show.
Yeah.
The president of the new Netflix series, who is my nephew.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know why? Because they all deserve it. We all deserve Cozy Earth. It's softest, most luxurious sheets, towels. And I get you a bar and a goon. Separately and together right now.
Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. There's a reason they made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Sheets come in 15 awesome colors made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating. You'll sleep cool and comfortable all year long. You get a 100-night sleep trial. I mean, come on. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the
choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that. And they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by our fresh, lovely faces. Brought to you by Genucel. Uh-huh. We've been Genucelling as a verb for years and years. This is why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of any other brand. I'm telling you, I've been using it forever. You know why? They're always innovating, coming up with it. My girlfriend just went to a Madonna concert, always innovating, always reinventing herself. Genucel is the Madonna of skincare. I just made that up right now. Gen 90, that's their newest wrinkle treatment. Yes. It works like magic. I can feel it tingling. Use it around the eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in just seconds. I add it with my XV cream, which is the amazing moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base. I use that every single morning. Right now, you can get Gen 90 and XV on sale during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with the under eye bag and puffiness serum. OMG. Try them right now. Watch all the wrinkles and bags. Whee! Goodbye.
Yeah.
Order now. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie. 52 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos. We were saying this other egregious thing besides the Robert Hur happening yesterday is Judge Cannon letting them release all the names of the witnesses in Mar-a-Lago, that's why this employee number 5 came forward now, which, by the way, is never good for the prosecution.
Right.
But he's like, he was going to be, you know, he knew targeted by Trump and his thugs. And so, you know, he had to come forward, to reconfirm things we already knew. But this, you know, this is never good for a prosecutor. So I don't.
We're here at Mar-a-Lago where the FBI has just executed a search warrant. Mm-hmm. With us is a resort staff member. Sir, what did you say when you realized the FBI had arrived?
Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell.
The feds were looking for classified documents. Where were they stored?
In a white room with black curtains.
And in there, where were they kept?
Little boxes, little boxes made of ticky-tacky.
And while the secrets were here, who had access to them? We're speaking with the former president. Mr. Trump, since you were so careless with classified information, who would you say is the most vulnerable?
Secret agent man, secret agent man.
Mr. Trump, we haven't seen much of Melania. What has she been doing? The affidavit the Justice Department released contains statements from people quite close to you. How would you explain this?
Smile in your face.
Mr. Trump, what would you say is your number one accomplishment?
We have no secrets.
We're speaking with the Attorney General. Where would you say Mr. Trump has brought us? Sir, what is the secret to handling classified material?
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
What do you say when you hear that Mr. Trump said he declassified these documents? How do you think this will end for the former president?
Born through a party in the county jail.
That's our report. Back to you.
Thank you, Rocky.
Wow.
Mike.
That was wonderful.
We grew up on that stuff.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was Dr. Demento type stuff right there.
Yeah. Brian Tyler Cohen tweets, a video has been unearthed showing Trump-appointed prosecutor Robert Hur claiming Bush v. Gore happened in 2001 or 2002. It happened in 2000. By his own logic, he must have dementia.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, this is discreet.
And regarding outing those witnesses, when people say Trump is acting like a dictator, he is a dictator. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
They want their enemies dead. Yeah. And it's not even subtle anymore.
Yep. Speaking of...
You lie to me, you're gone.
Wanting your enemies...
If you're not loyal, you're gone.
Speaking of wanting your enemies dead, we've been talking about going down the memory hole with how many people were killed by COVID because of Trump's incompetence. And you speak out about it all the time against anti-vaxxers. Mm-hmm. Dr. Hotez, Peter Hotez, who I love, said the role of COVID-19 vaccines in preventing post-COVID, oh my God, I can't even pronounce these names, but the cardiovascular and other complications. Add this to the reasons for vaccination, keeping up with boosters, prevents hospitalization, reduces risk of long COVID, preserves heart health. We just had Joy Reid on today, Carlos, and we were just talking about the Republican Party taking us back, not just back to, back or alley abortions and black people having no rights, but measles, polio.
Do you miss the plague? Well, then the GOP party is for you. Would you like to be buried under the streets of Scotland just like the oldies were?
But that is what it is. Yeah. The Trump is actually saying, I will defund schools that require any vaccinations, not just COVID.
Dumb. And I think our good friend, you know who he is, rhymes with Jimmy Dore, posted something about, there was a redacted study. There was a redacted study by the CDC that hit all of the myocarditis findings. No, they didn't. That was from the Epic Times, the right-wing crazy newspaper thing.
Right.
And the Falun Gong paper.
Here's the deal, folks. Right, is that the right paper, Epic Times?
Epic Times is the Falun Gong paper, yes.
Yeah. There are going to be rates where people get myocarditis, but guess what? It's treatable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're prepared for it. It's not that bad. Yeah. Can be bad in some people, sure, but it's all treatable. Pediatricians give their own children the vaccine because they study the science, not conspiracy theories.
Real quick, David said, Mama, just in case you were wondering how people here in Alabama are reacting to Katie Britt's weird AF response, deleted scene from Poltergeist. I was in the grocery store a couple nights ago behind a couple of rednecks. There's two tiers of rednecks. These two were Bubba's, but I digress. I heard one of them mention Katie Britt. I decided to pay attention, listen to them make fun of her, and it wasn't just one little crack. The two kept going until after they left earshot after paying for their chewing tobacco and 48 case of beer. The checkout person looked as shocked as I would, David in Alabama, universally creeped out.
Yeah. Her voice creeped me out, but I do like the way she was obedient.
Oh, God.
Do you have some closing thoughts, as Katie?
Hey, what are we doing here shopping? This ain't right.
Do you have closing thoughts, Katie? Is there anything else you see you need to warn us about?
I wish you all the happiness that you can have outside of your kitchen. It will be hard. But you can have that happiness. And don't get stuck in the shoelace that my friend Perry, the fairy, got caught in.
Thank you, Carl. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tune in Wednesday for a special Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom in studio with me, Joe, Vegas Joe Sapecki, and Joe Biden in Milwaukee. Tune in 4 to 6 p.m. Devils.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio,
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.